SRN News. I'm John Scott. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham has been talking with some members of the House Freedom Caucus as he prepares in his role as Budget Committee Chair to pave the way for a party line border, energy, and defense bill. Bernie Bennett with the update.
The Freedom Caucus has Chair Andy Harris of Maryland and Chip Roy of Texas taking an informal lead in talking with senators, including Graham. As lawmakers on both sides of the rotunda tell it, the aim of the talks is to help Republicans eventually get on the same page, something that has eluded the party so far. And Graham's efforts have the tacit approval of other GOP senators who know that whatever the Senate does has to pass muster with the House as tough as votes. Speaker Mike Johnson hopes to pass one large spending bill. The House will try to pass a measure this week. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Unless there are last-minute negotiations, tariffs against Canada and China still set for Tuesday. Tariffs against Mexico paused for a month. Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate tonight expected to advance President Trump's Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi toward a final confirmation vote later this week. Bob Agnew reports.
Bondi is a staunch Trump ally who's expected to bring stability to the Justice Department after years of what many say has been the weaponization of the DOJ during the Biden years. Bondi spent more than 18 years as a prosecutor trying cases ranging from domestic violence to capital murder. She served as Florida's 37th and first female attorney general. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Pacific Coast Highway back open in Malibu, California, nearly a month after the deadly Palisades fire ripped through hillside Los Angeles neighborhoods, destroying properties all the way down to the beach. Traffic along the scenic shoreline route began moving again with just one lane in each direction and limited speed. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 2 points, the NASDAQ composite down 146. This is SRN News. Another pro-life action by the Trump administration.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has gotten the military out of the abortion business. He has overturned the Biden-era policy that funded travel for female service members to leave pro-life states and head to states where abortions are legal for the purpose of getting one. President Trump has been busy since taking office in withdrawing federal support for abortion at many levels. He's restored the Hyde Amendment and the Mexico City policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And the European Union warning Pakistan its status as a duty-free exporter to the bloc will depend on the progress the country makes in addressing concerns about civil liberties, including freedom of religion. Pakistan, one of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth, its draconian blasphemy laws have been decried by human rights activists for decades now. The country's exports to Europe have doubled since 2014 when it was awarded the status of duty-free exporter. This is SRN News. A bomb explosion has occurred in northern Syria.
At least 15 people have been killed and dozens more wounded on Monday when a car bomb exploded in the outskirts of a northern Syrian city. The car on the outskirts of the city of Manbij detonated next to a vehicle carrying agricultural workers. Over a dozen women were killed from the blast, according to the local Syrian civil defense. Over a dozen other women were wounded, some of them in a critical condition. Manbij in northeastern Aleppo province continues to witness violence, even after the downfall of President Bashar al-Assad in December. I'm Karen Shamas.
Pakistan threatening to deport Afghan refugees awaiting relocation to a third country unless their cases are swiftly processed by the host governments. Around 20,000 Afghans are in limbo in Pakistan. Tens of thousands of Afghans fled to neighboring Pakistan after the Taliban took over in 2021. More details at SRNNews.com.